Talk Live, 1-259-9231, and it is a very special edition of Free Talk Live. We are in Lancaster, New Hampshire, in the beautiful Rogers Campground for Porkfest, and we will hear, well, from Wednesday until Saturday, doing the whole show, and you know, to a live audience, direct in here, let me tell you. people are out having fun. It's totally like once the sun sets, then the beer and the fun will commence. And you know, it's been a great time here so far. We just arrived about an hour ago, and it's going to be a lot of interviews. So you can call in about anything you will call in about. We're going to be doing a bunch of interviews, so keep that in mind. And I have with me Pete Ayer. Pete, you have a project this year embarking on, so tell us about it.
Yes, the project is myself and Adam Miller, who I was fortunate to work with the Motorhome Diaries this summer. And so what we're doing is we're taking what we learned with MMHD and we're improving upon it and make a lot better project that we can have a bigger impact. I mean, I think those of us involved in MMHD would say it was a success, but we're going to build on that from what we learned, and we're going to go on a 13-city tour in 13 weeks. We're going to meet up in each city. We're going to get embedded with little activists in each area and share what we know with them and learn from them and put them in contact with folks. So
what are some of the cities? I mean, it's exciting. Motorhome Diaries, which is what you did the last summer, was much more seat of the pants. You figured out where you were going to go. Every couple of city, kind of figuring out what your route was.
We've only talked about jurisdictionary.com. We've never actually spoken to the website, and jurisdictionary.com is actually with us here tonight. Hello there.
Hello. It's such a pleasure to be here. We're so excited about the progress that you're making, adding new stations all the time. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you for that. And for our listeners that don't know, what is jurisdictionary.com?
Well, as we spoke the other day, what we've come up with is we've realized that the people have all these rights, and yet there's one right that most of us don't know about, and that's our right to enforce our rights, the number one right. And we want people to understand that, all of the rights and all of the fusses and all of the, foreclosures and all these terrible things that are happening, and now we have BP promising to pay people, certain amounts of money for certain things. And yet it seems to me unfair that the people, and I think you'll agree with me, in fact I know you agree with me, I think it's unfair that our government hasn't taken upon itself the responsibility to teach the American people even the most fundamental points of the rules of evidence and the rules of procedure. And
well, why would they want to do that? Then that would put them at a disadvantage.
They should be teaching us how to read and write also, and I think that we're failing at that too.
Well, I don't think the government should be teaching us anything.
But
I
if they are going
away.
To take your money, you'd think that they'd be successful, right?
Well, somebody needs to do it. So we volunteered with jurisdictionary.com in 1997, and we've been at it since then, and we're going to keep at it as long as we possibly can.
Well, if you want it done right, you've got to do it yourself.
That's right.
Yeah. So this jurisdictionary.com actually allows people to do it themselves and kind of learn the judicial system without having to go through a lengthy law school process, right?
Actually, yes. Someone gave me a little pin one time years ago. I wish I hadn't lost the thing, but it said, a lawyer, someone you hire to protect yourself from other members of his profession. and so that's kind of like what we're doing for people, whether they can't afford a lawyer or they aren't sure they can trust the lawyer they have. You see, people have a right to know their number one right, and we feel that the number one right is the knowledge to know how to enforce your rights. And, the more I look at it, the more I realize people don't know, and that's a shame, and they need to know. And look at all the people that are suffering. I have people that have contacted me just in the past 2 weeks who are just being destroyed because they didn't have our course before, and they're just being destroyed because they don't know what's going on, and judges are taking advantage of them, and lawyers are taking advantage of them, and it's all because they don't know any better. And as I've said before, there are only 16 pages official rules of evidence in every federal court in the United States is only 16 pages. Why didn't somebody tell us?
You'd think with just 16 pages of rules of evidence that, you know, that would be something relatively easy to impart to people, right?
Well, yes. I mean, of course, it's like I tell people it's sort of like when we learned to play chess when we were in the seventh grade. You know, we all learned the bishop moved a certain way and the king moved, in, you know, one step at a time and so forth. And now we thought we were chess players. So the course explains to people how to use the rules. But whether they get the course or not, you know, it's not about selling the course. Whether they get the course or not, what we want to do is we want to encourage people to talk about the fact that we don't know the rules. I mean, the public doesn't understand that these rules are actually very simple, and so people are suffering every single day of the week, and it isn't right. We want to stop that.
Now, jurisdictionary.com, this is not necessarily a – you're not pitching this as like a cure-all or some sort of guaranteed get-out-of-court pass or anything like that. I mean, essentially it's going to arm you with knowledge, but that doesn't necessarily mean that – I mean, your chances will be increased of success, but, I mean, you are still – the deck is still stacked against you, wouldn't you say?
Well, I think it's stacked against anyone that doesn't understand the rules of the game. When I was about 8 years old, some fellows invited me to play poker. We had nickels and dimes or whatever, and I didn't know what beat what. They decided they would tell me what beat what, and so they took all my nickels and dimes. Later on, I learned the rules of the game. Didn't make me a good poker player, but the more I play poker, you know, the better I get. But we have people going to court, and they're just being stripped. Because they know absolutely nothing, or they're hiring lawyers. I had a fellow call me the other day, spent $350,000 on lawyers, and didn't get anything for it. And if he had known the rules and how to use the rules, if he'd known anything at all about it, I'm certain he could have gotten that services for about a tenth of what he paid.
So, Jurisdictionary not only helps you to, you know, allows you to protect yourself in the judicial system pro se, but gives you the knowledge to watch your attorneys and see what they're doing. Because I have a certificate actually from auto mechanics certificate that I got from Vocational Technical Institute, and there have been times that I've gone into auto mechanic shops where I felt like they were feeling me out and telling me things that just weren't true about vehicles, and then once I showed a certain level of knowledge about what goes on under the hood of a car, I'm not going to pull an engine. I'm not going to replace a camshaft, but I know what they are and I know how they work. And I felt like, you know, being able to flex that muscle protected me, and the story changed.
It's terrific. We had a fellow the other day called me, and he was so excited. He said, I studied your entire course, but I only really learned, he learned it all. But he said, I only used three things when I got to court. There were three objections that I used, and I used them successfully to keep the other attorney from testifying, to keep the other attorney from leading his witness, and to keep the other attorney from just asking the same question over and over again. And I won. And he was so happy. He said, why doesn't everybody know how to object in court or what the objections are? And another thing people don't realize is that many times you hire a lawyer, and the lawyer's afraid of the judge.
Because they can pull his bar card, right?
Yeah, the lawyer works in that town.
Well, or just make it life hard for him. And if you knew the objections, you could be poking him with your elbow, or if necessary, stand up yourself and say, objection. And save yourself all of this money and all of this heartache. And it breaks my heart. People just being destroyed because they don't. I mean, we have all these rights. And out of all the rights we have, we also have the right to know how this system works. And it's not rocket science.
Jurisdictionary.com, I want to thank you for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. I think that what you're talking about is a good way to give people the information they need to keep the damage to a minimum. When the state goes after you, they're going to hurt you somehow, if even it's just a loss of your time. But this could really minimize that
damage.
It's
a pittance to pay to know how to use the judicial system.
What is it, a couple, you know, an hour's worth of a lawyer's time or something like that to buy the thing? Thanks, jurisdictionary.com. Appreciate it. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention. All active-
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, Zenpacks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy.
Pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our club work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free, including listening options, live streams. We've got a dial-up version and a broadband version, as well as our webcam, and listen lines that allow you to call and listen into the show around the clock. 24/7, and it's just the cost of a long-distance call. So if you've got free nights, free weekends, then it's free. You can go and get all the details at listen.freetalklive.com. Again, listen.freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And, again, 1-800-259-9231. We will take your calls about absolutely anything. Coming up here, let's talk about this story out of Seattle. And this is making national news here, and for good reason. Did y'all see the video of the cop decking a girl in, in her face, a teenage girl?
Yes.
Wayne, did you see this video?
I didn't see the video, but I read the account of it. I didn't want to watch the video because I'm just up to here with disgust right now.
I can tell you, I admit to having an anger management problem. I do. Mm-hmm. I saw this video, and you know, at some point during the video, I was making like karachi chop moves in the air, like you know, doing a karate attack against the imaginary officer that was there. It was horrifying what was going on. You know, I mean, I can see a guy losing control, but then to not back down from what he knew was wrong. It's hubris. It's absolute, out of control hubris.
So, Seattle police, this is from comonews.com, are investigating what they call an assault of an officer in South Seattle.
Yeah. That girl reached right up with her black face and hit that man right in his fist.
Well, in the video, she does grab the officer, but we'll get to the details here in a moment. However, a police officer is seen punching a 17-year-old girl in the face during an incident captured by a video camera on Monday. Actually, it looked like there was more than one camera there. There was a good group of people that had kind of come over to watch what was going on. Of course, they, you know, don't do anything to stop the violence of this cop, because I don't blame them. It's a scary situation. But
right, whatever was going on, what was going on to me wasn't a fight. There might have been some like grappling, like I don't want to be arrested kind of thing going on.
Yeah, that's what it was.
The people trying to escape from being arrested. But I don't. It is a punch to the face for a minor considered the kind of pain compliance that that officers are instructed to use to subdue someone?
I mean, I don't understand your question. Is it considered the kind?
Is that
saying it's so acceptable?
Is that an acceptable sort of pain compliance that they teach officers to conduct themselves in? And if
I wouldn't think so.
This is why police officers don't like videos, because they know that they can't punch people in the face and get away with it anymore.
Right. They've gotten away with it for decades. So according to Seattle police, the incident began when an officer spotted a man jaywalking in the 3100 block of Martin Luther King Jr. Way South, approximately 3:10 p.m., the man was some 15 feet away from a pedestrian overpass. The officer was talking to the man when he saw four young women jaywalk across the same street at the same spot. Boy, this Seattle's just full of a bunch of scofflaws. How dare these individuals declare themselves competent enough to be able to make their own decision as to at what point in the roadway they decide to cross.
We put lights up to show you when to make decisions, citizens.
Do you jaywalk, Ian?
Oh, all the time.
Me too.
Yeah, I've done it in front of the cops up here in Keene. I'll walk right out in front of the cops, and they don't do anything.
I jay run.
Some days you better.
Well, yeah, I think whenever you're crossing a road, whether you're in a crosswalk or not, if you're physically capable of picking up your pace, that it is rude not to do so.
I
mean, I tend to move along quickly unless I'm carrying some heavy object or something like that. I'm certainly not saying that the elderly or the infirm need to pick it up a step, but I think it's rude to just saunter one's way across the crosswalk. Well, I've got the right of way.
And there are certain governmental rules up here in New Hampshire that say that cars have to yield for people in crosswalks, and I always feel guilty about that. So I'd actually kind of rather jaywalk in some cases. That way I can cross whenever I feel is right, and people won't stop for me. But sometimes I'll stop for you anyway. I'm just so used to it.
I just watched the video with the volume off, and what I found interesting was at the end it showed kind of all the bystanders. Several of them had cameras.
Yeah.
Which is great.
It is great, and it really just goes to show that not only are people armed with cameras, but the average person, because this is just a random situation. Cop saw somebody jaywalking, talked to him, four more people were jaywalking, he went up and accosted them, and people started pulling out video cameras to watch the scene. So it's great that people are comfortable enough with that kind of a situation to where they'll pull out a camera and record a cop.
Because some of this stuff is not new. What's new is people recording it, just like the Rodney King beating.
You know, that
yeah,
was
exactly.
That was some video cameras in the 90s were big so and bulky, so not most people had them. So somebody just happened to have one there. But now everybody's got a video camera in their phone or whatever.
Pretty much.
And so these injustices have happened for a long time. A lot of them they got away with before.
Right. If you just add up the evidence, that's what you'll come up with. That this is how police officers do their business.
Some do. Some.
Not
all.
And I'm not saying that I don't think that there's a time for a police officer to haul off and bop somebody. But it's probably not when he's scuffling with
17-year-old girl
minors who were jaywalking. Okay? I mean, that is just contempt of cop. That's just a cop that's big, you know, badge heavy and, you know, has lost, you know, just lost his grip on how the fact that he's paid by
these
citizens.
He's just doing his job, Mark. He's just doing his job.
Only if his job is to punch 17-year-olds in the face.
And, well, his job is to inflict violence upon people, and not just punching, but the violence of stopping them from going about their day, the waylaying of an individual who is – they're going somewhere, crossing a street because you're going somewhere. And this cop stops them and starts to harass them. And if the cops weren't out enforcing nonsense,
this is how they escalate a situation. I mean, you know, maybe he should have called for backup. Maybe I don't know what the circumstances are in this, but I can tell you that this is the step up because, you know, these girls reacted the way they did. If you get a hold of somebody who's got a bit more of a temper and you've just socked them in the face because they're like, you're not going to take me to jail for jaywalking. Get your hands off of me. And then you sock them in the face. You're liable to get socked back and kicked to sleep. And then, here it all comes. Imagine what happens if an officer does get kicked to sleep for attempting to handcuff somebody for jaywalking. I mean, this is
what a senseless
this
waste.
Isn't. What we hired these people for.
Oh, you didn't hire them.
And then what about this dirtbag congressman who grabbed that kid?
We played the audio of that last night.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't an assault for him. It was just a confrontation. It was just an incident.
Yeah, exactly. Same member of the same body who basically are immune or exempt from insider trading laws.
They're immune from all kinds of laws.
Most of the laws they pass.
If you're a Congress critter, you can apparently assault two young men with video cameras and do what you want because you make the laws. You don't obey them.
Yeah, and who is above the law here? No one should be. That's the whole point of equality is being equal under the law. And that's right, having...
This cop who's, is in the same jurisdiction as this Congress critter, and he likely isn't. No. But why aren't the cops lining up to arrest this guy? Here's video evidence of an assault, and they're not doing it.
But you're talking about
because
the cops?
They don't serve and protect you. They serve and protect the government.
Right. Why the cops aren't lining up to arrest both the cop or the
Congress critter. I mean, you know the cops aren't going to arrest the cops. Right. They don't do that crap.
Yeah, there's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll give you more details on the story.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if
is now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off of all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com. See the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through June 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com. Or call 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com.
Hurry, sale ends June 30th.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and they include our news updates. Get in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. You can do that by going to news.freetalklive.com. There you can sign up for our email updates, or you can get on board with Twitter, or follow us on Facebook. So whichever way works best for you, or sign up for more than one. It's all free. news.freetalklive.com. Again, news. freetalklive.com. The story is out of Seattle that we're starting with tonight, and we'll move on to more just outrageous nonsense from these police people calling themselves the police. In this case, it was a case of jaywalking. Yep, law enforcement officer out in the streets of Seattle keeping people safe from, you know, those other people who will cross the road wherever they deem appropriate because they learn how to look both ways before they cross the street from their parents. It's just so ludicrous. Jaywalking on its own is just the most absurd, inside-the-box kind of law. Like, you must be an obedient little serf and walk through this little painted line here that we painted on the sidewalk or on the road, or else we're going to put you in a cage.
There are these crosswalks all over here in Keene, New Hampshire, mm-hmm. where we live, and I can tell you that I don't pay much attention to them. One of the reasons...
When you're walking?
When I cross the street, uh-huh. simply because, you know, why should I walk all the way down there to cross the street here? That that kind of thing, it doesn't make much sense. Plus, if you're, you know, you're parking across the street, you need to get to a business on the other side. I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me to cross on the painted line.
There are some times when it's busy that you can, I mean, because people will stop for you.
I think I can handle crossing the street. Yeah. That's how I feel about it. And I will cross the street sometimes at the crosswalks and sometimes not. But one of the reasons I don't like the crosswalk is because people feel obligated to stop for me when
I don't like that.
I can scoot between cars and I can get through. I'm healthy. I'll get through. You don't have to stop your, you know, come to a full and complete stop in order to let me go across. It's weird. And I understand women with children and
old people
and stuff like that. That's fine. I'm a healthy male. I can make it. So one of the reasons I don't cross is for that very reason at crosswalks is because I just want to zip across the road. Mm-hmm. But some people will actually scream out of their window, "Cross is a crosswalk!"
Really?
I mean, I've seen this on multiple occasions. People that are upset that you didn't cross at where the painted lines are in the road, that we're not impeded in any way, shape, or form by your crossing. They're just upset that somebody
that obey.
Would
follow the rules,
right? That somebody would be so proud and arrogant as to cross some place where the lines aren't painted on the road.
What do you think this is, the live free or die state?
Right.
Can I step on the cracks?
So, right, it's that level of absurdity. Yeah. And so if the police weren't out enforcing this nonsense, this crossing at the crosswalks, jaywalking or stopping, coming to a full complete stop at a stop sign when there's nobody around, that kind of thing, if they weren't out there enforcing this crap, the war on drugs, and hurting peaceful people who hadn't harmed anybody else, maybe you wouldn't have problems. First of all, you wouldn't have problems like this because the cop never would have been on the street harassing that guy for jaywalking, which led him to harass those girls for jaywalking, which led to him decking one of these 17-year-old girls in the face.
And getting it on video.
Right. The officer was talking to a man when he saw four young women jaywalk across the same street at the same spot. He asked the women to step over to his patrol car, but the women were being verbally antagonistic toward the officer, according to officials. Well, gee, if he just asked them to step over, then why should they? Well, be careful when you talk to the cops, because sometimes they will just ask you things, but they'll ask them in a very authoritarian demeanor. I'm going to have to ask you to step over here.
Young ladies, I'm going to have to ask you now to step over to the vehicle.
Yeah, well, are you just asking, or are you giving me are you threatening me? Are you asking, or are you ordering, and am I under threat of violence if I don't follow it?
Am I under arrest?
Right, these are all important questions to ask. Am I under arrest, or am I being detained? You know, good questions to ask. Better than that, though, am I free to go is a good question. That's one of the key ones to remember is, am I free to go? So remember, if you're asking questions, it's more likely that you're winning. If they're asking the questions and you're answering them, then they're winning. One of the women, later identified as a 19-year-old, began to walk away from the scene despite the officer's instructions.
Instructions. It was a question. It was a phrase in the article.
It's a journalist report. I understand. We don't know what actually transpired there. Prompting the officer, because the people weren't recording at this point in the conversation.
It was just a conversation about jaywalking up to this point.
Prompting the officer to walk over to her and escort her back to his patrol car. The girl then began to tense up her arm and pull away from the officer while yelling at him, claimed the police.
Resisting arrest!
The officer told the girl to place her hands on his patrol car, but she refused.
Right. So, see the escalation? See how it jumps up and up? Now, I'm not saying the other person's not, being somewhat belligerent, but, this seems petty. People have sort of a natural instinct to rear back at this kind of thing.
The officer told her to put her hands on the patrol car. She refused. When the officer tried to grab hold of her, she pulled away and twisted, breaking free of the officer's grip several times, claims the report. When the officer tried to handcuff the girl, another girl, this one 17 years old, intervened and placed her hands on the officer's arm, causing the officer to believe she was attempting to physically affect the first subject's escape, said police. And, maybe that is the case. Maybe she wanted to help her friend get away from this.
She was escaping the jaywalking arrest.
Right. Maybe she wanted to help her friend get away from this fat bastard who was, he's overweight. This overweight.
They looked a little pudgy themselves.
Yeah. Cop who was aggressing against her.
Donut-holic.
I can't blame someone. I don't blame anybody for stepping in to try to rescue someone from the police. I think it's going to go poorly when you do it. I don't think that violence should be used against the cops. I'm expressly against violence, but I don't think there's anything wrong. I don't think there would have been anything wrong with this group of people, this nice group of folks that was around here with their video cameras, and thank goodness they were there. What I don't think there would have been anything wrong with those nice group of people just coming in and grabbing the cop and being peace people and removing him, this violent man, from the situation and placing him somewhere else.
She got...
You calm down now.
The love police.
She got... Right. You calm down, buddy, and leave that girl alone.
She got away several times. I would say that if you, like, sort of pick them in basketball, you know, you create a human wall between him and her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm for that. I don't know. I don't think you should put your hands on the officer.
No. See, I see where you're coming from, and I don't blame you for saying that, Mark. But at some point... people are going to snap, and it's going to go straight to violence. Right. It's going to not just be removing the violent officer from the situation, it's going to be pounding him in the face. These people were pretty upset, and they have an absolute right to be at the way this man was behaving. So I don't want it to get to the point of just abject violence against the police, because I don't think that gets you anywhere. I think that means that the police will have an excuse to get more violent, and I think that means that, you know, you're lowering yourself to their level. But I don't think there's anything inherently immoral or violent at all about going in and putting a stop to this nonsense.
You know how I saved my brother a few times from being arrested is I would go in towards him faster than the cop and say, "Come on, let's get out of here, you jerk. Come on, you're going home right now." And I'd take control of him right away, and then the cop would back off.
But because it looked like the family was going to punish him.
Yeah, the family was going to take care of him.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
The 70s.
Yeah, in the early 80s. One time, we came out of a diner about 4 in the morning, and he sees a state cop with a German Shepherd in the back seat, and he says, "Out with the missus tonight, Ossifer." The cop got out of the car real quick and was going to grab him for his handcuffs. And that's the first thing it is. I went right towards the, "You jerk, shut up," you know, and take control very quickly. And that way the cop will often back off just psychologically, just, okay, it's under control now. But anyway, I had to do that a few times with my brother.
So, Mark, I mean, if a cop is beating on somebody, you really have a problem with a group of peaceful people going over there and just putting hands on him and taking him away from that situation, like grabbing him one leg, you know, arm, and literally carrying this cop away from... I mean, it's probably not going to be that easy to do something like that.
It's going
to
be hard to do that. I think that the best thing that you can do is what they were doing in this instance, which is pulling out the camera, recording what's going on, and making sure that the police officer knows that he is being recorded, because they were doing that. And
that's certainly the safest thing. It's just so frustrating to watch these people get away with attacking people.
Adrenaline junkies.
More coming up here. I'll give you a little more on what happened. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Was this officer justified in attacking this?
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclogged bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain clog can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain clog. Order now at thedrainclog.com. That's the drain clog at thedrainclog.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now. Right now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. You can get your shopping done through that link. You'll get what you want, and you get a great price, because Amazon has really great prices from what I've seen. So head on over there and enjoy the Amazon shopping experience through our portal, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage if you start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com.
Okay, this summer, how about finally taking charge of your health? Be just like me and do all the things you want to do with New Zealand's Nature Bee. Here's Mike Buck with a sizzling summer special to help you find out the way.
Hello there, Free Talk Live. What a joy to be with you again. And look, especially these days, you absolutely need good nutrition. If you're not getting all the vitamins, aminos, minerals, and antioxidants your body needs, well, down goes your energy, up goes your stress, you won't sleep, you'll be tired all the time. And if that sounds like a typical day in your house, forget it. Two golden Nature Bee plant pollen capsules once a day give you the support you need to right now turn that right around.
Now, we all know that Nature Bee does for us, but what's the sizzling deal that you've got, Mike?
Yeah, this is a great deal. It's our best ever deal in the years that I've been doing this, 9 of them already. When you order or reorder a six-month supply of Nature Bee today, $99.95 plus delivery, they're going to hit you with this big bonus. That's the Bee Slim Weight Loss Program. You can check it out on the website. It's a weight loss supplement, a meal planner, exercise tips, even a measuring tape to track your progress with, and it's worth $99.95.
It does sound like a perfect plan B. How can folks make it happen?
There's actually a couple of ways. Remember, $99.95 plus delivery for your Nature Bee. The $99.95 with the Bee Slim is free. When you make the toll-free call, 1-866-834-8355, all the way to Auckland. 1-866-834-8355, or online to Nature Bee's website, naturebee, that's naturebee.com.
It's a great deal, and it's got a complete money-back guarantee. Call toll-free now at 866-834-8355 or just do it online at naturebee.com.
The intrepid officer was in the streets of Seattle dealing with a vicious criminal who had just jaywalked as he spotted four other vicious criminals jaywalking that very moment across the very same street at the very same jaywalking spot.
I would like to point out if these gals that, the way they dealt with the officer could have been significantly better.
They could have
walked away from this without any problems and, a short lecture.
They might have gotten a citation. He wrote them citations, as we'll find out here in a moment.
I'm sure he did. Now,
they could have approached it from a different perspective, but I don't blame them for being angry. These are the same cops that are arresting their friends and their family members for having plants, and they're regularly ticketing people for nonsense crap like jaywalking. I don't blame people for reacting in the way these young ladies did.
Now, I've been to just to kind of look at this. I think there is another side to the jaywalking thing. I think most places in America that people should take their lives into their own hands if that's what they wish to do as far as jaywalking goes. However, I have been to cities, and New York City springs up to mind, where people, congregate on the street, and they, they tend to leave a little early and stay a little late in the crosswalk as far as crossing the street, and it can make it difficult for cars to just get through the light. The lights are not very long when you're talking about going down the streets as opposed to the avenues, I believe it is. The lights aren't very long to get across the street, so the if there was no mechanism for enforcement of these lights, these crosswalk lights.
Hey, almost an hour late, but we're here, and you know what? We've managed to iron out the technical difficulties, and I appreciate everybody who has taken the time to actually tune in and listen through whatever archive it was that we were running there, the network was running, as we all ran around like chickens with our heads cut off trying to figure out what the problem was. So thank you to the professional folks over there at the Genesis Communications Network, the board up, Donovan, for helping us out tonight. Thank you again for getting us on the air. We've got ourselves a solid connection here, and I think that means we are good to go for the entire weekend here live from the 2010 Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is going to be an awesome time. I am haven't really had a chance to do much else besides set up the equipment and get the tent set up at this point. But I can see people are starting to stream in here to Rogers Campground at the northern portion of New Hampshire. Not all the way quite to the northern tip, but I would say a good two-thirds of the way up.
Smack dab in the middle of the White Mountains, and you can really look around, and it's just... It's a solid bowl of mountains. That you can see the smoke around the peaks. It is beautiful. I love this. I love this campground. I love coming here every year.
Well, by the way, it's Ian and Mark here with you tonight. And as usual, we're going to have all kinds of folks here on this the third microphone. But our phone lines are always open for you at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. So, Mark, what do you want to tell us about here? You've got something there in your hand.
Yeah, on Thursday and Friday of this week, that's tomorrow and the next day, at Porkfest, for those of you that are here, it's the Appleseed Project will hold their two-day marksmanship training. Not only will you learn all the correct firing positions, the proper use of a sling, the six steps to firing the shot, the natural point of aim, the rifleman's cadence, and how to adjust your sights, but you'll also learn all kinds of Revolutionary War history and about our unique heritage as Americans. Walk-ons are okay, and look for directions at the Rogers Campground office. The shoot starts at 8:30 a.m. each day, so they're pretty serious about this shoot. And if you're listening around the country, these Appleseed shoots are held all over the nation, and they are a great thing to take your kids to go for yourself, and men, women, anybody. It's the Appleseed shoots, and you can go check them out at appleseedinfo.org.
All right, 800-259-9231. There are all kinds of people that are already here, and the Porcupine Freedom Festival hasn't even officially begun yet. Now, we've had people calling in so far this week, and people have been posting over on Facebook. A lot of folks have gotten here early, some people arriving at Sunday, and the event doesn't actually officially start until Thursday, or tomorrow, rather. But people are already here. In fact, the big names are here. Larkin Rose is here.
I saw him, yeah.
Yep. And also Michael Bednarik was here. I didn't expect to see him this early.
Looking well and spry. He was the 2004 candidate for president with the Libertarian Party and ran for U.S. House in some district in Texas that I couldn't name.
Yeah, in fact, and you said looking spry, and he was, and I understand he has some health issues recently, so it's good to see him on his feet and here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now, I happen to know that both Larkin and Michael Badnarik are Free State Project participants, so that's pretty cool. And, of course, there's people all over this campground this weekend that are Free State Project participants, and that means what, Mark? What does that mean?
Well, it means that once the Free State Project, which you can find out more about at freestateproject.org, reaches 20,000, they have agreed to move within 5 years, and I can absolutely see how people wouldn't be able to not move at that point. If you can imagine, you know, and when you look around, state governments, the federal government, they're all getting bigger and bigger at an incredibly fast rate. Well, here in New Hampshire, we've managed to slow the rate of growth of the government just with 825 members of the Free State Project here as early movers. If you can imagine what it's going to be like when there are 10,000 of them. We might actually roll back government in some areas where it's intrusive. And that's all I was looking for, and it's, you know, it's been great. The 3 years we've been here have been great.
We're actually coming up on four at this point. Labor Day, it'll be 4 years that Free Talk Live has been broadcasting six nights a week from New Hampshire, though now it's seven because we've got our live Sunday show, which is
not a broadcast, though.
Only internet only, that's true. But maybe not for long. We will see about that. So the toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is your opportunity to come up, explore New Hampshire, and socialize and get to meet all kinds of interesting people, people that are of a like mindset, people that get freedom, people that understand what it means, what liberty really means. They understand the, you know, the non-aggression principle, and they're just some of the most amazing, friendly, wonderful folks. It's really just an absolute blast. So you can go to porkfest2010.com, P-O-R-C.
Yeah.
That's right, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T-2010.com to learn more about what's happening up here this weekend. If you're in the New England area or coming up here, swing on by. Come on up to Lancaster. It'll be worth. I think it'll be worth a drive, if you love freedom, that is. Otherwise, you can just keep listening. And you can call in and bring up absolutely anything at 800-259-9231. Though we're out here in the middle of the woods, I'd like to point that out. And so the internet is kind of, well,
shaky,
questionable. And that means I don't even know if we had calls, I wouldn't even know about it. So we'll find out whether we actually have calls during the next news break coming up here shortly as we continue into hour number two. But our connection's looking good. We haven't dropped off the air. And I think that we are good to go here for the remainder of the weekend. We'll be broadcasting live all the rest of tonight till 10 o'clock Eastern, and then all 3 hours, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. And, of course, it's going to be a party every single night here in New Hampshire, Lancaster's Rogers Campground, right next to the White Mountains. It's an incredible view, and we're here with some amazing people. So I want to hear from you tonight, though. Phone lines are open, as always, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number two is on the way.
Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them, so when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.